Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the UConn Hockey Podcast. On today's episode, I'm joined by future UConn women's hockey player who just finished up her junior career with the Nepean Wildcats, Ashley Allard. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast today, Ashley, and how's everything going?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Everything's going great. I'm just in the off season here, so just finishing up school, so it's been good, yeah.
Yeah, well, you're currently wrapping up, I assume, your fourth year of high school. So how excited are you to be graduating soon? And what are your off-season plans before heading off to college?
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. Honestly, it's flown by. It's crazy how I'm in my last year already. So it's amazing. I'm really excited. And my plans so far, just in terms of training, are staying in Ottawa for the month of June and finishing my school. I'm done June 28th, I think it is. And then I actually train with Gary Roberts in the summer. So it's just in Toronto and Aurora. So me and my brothers and my dad, we go down there and we have a cottage actually down there. So it's good to train. It's an amazing program and stuff. So yeah, spend the month of July there and probably come back in early August to kind of get ready to leave for UConn, which is exciting.
That's awesome. Do you have any summer plans outside of hockey, or is it just mostly training and stuff like that?
Yeah. Obviously, training is a big part, but it's also fun to hang out with some friends too, and be at my cottage and see some people that I haven't really seen during the season. So yeah, just focus on my training and kind of you know, hang out with friends and family, extended family during that time too, because we'll be gone and we'll be hard to see some other people. So yeah, I'm excited.
That's awesome. And in regards to training, what's something that you want to work on this summer before playing your first game with UConn?
Yeah. There's obviously always a lot to work on. Just probably, you know, my skill work and just my shooting in tight and getting it off quickly and stuff like that. Just little things that really make a big difference in your game. And yeah, so just work on that and work on some bigger things as well, which is cool. So.
Well, I do want to start off the podcast sort of talking about the beginning of your career and sort of work all the way down to where you are today. So from the research that I did, I couldn't find where you're from. So where are you from and how did you start playing hockey and falling in love with the sport?
Yeah, so I'm actually from Ottawa, Ontario, but I was born in a small town called Renfrew. So that might have been a little tricky to find. But I actually lived in France as a baby for 5 years. Since my dad was coaching there. So that's actually how I first got playing hockey and kind of was introduced to the sport by my brothers and obviously my dad. My mom wasn't a player, but she can skate a little bit. But yeah, I think I started playing whenever I was 4 years old and yeah, just loved it ever since. Obviously it's super easy because my brothers and my dad played and they helped me through it and I just fell in love with it. And they allowed me to do some other sports, but I wasn't really a huge fan of dance and all that stuff. So it was just super easy to fall in love with the sport. And yeah, so then we moved back to Ottawa and I've been here ever since. So
do you remember being in France at all? That's pretty cool.
No, I actually don't remember a thing, except for a water park. That's the only thing, you know, it's kind of funny. That's the only thing I remember. But yeah, it's too bad. It's amazing there. So my parents love it there, but I wish I remembered stuff, but I was so young, just a baby, but my brothers do. So yeah.
Who was your favorite player growing up? I guess growing up in Ottawa, I assume you're an Ottawa Senators fan. So I'm assuming one of those guys.
Yeah, actually. Yeah. There's a couple of those guys, obviously Chris Neal and all them were kind of playing during whenever I was growing up, but I would probably say, you know, in general, probably Marie-Philippe Poulin. she's awesome and always been a huge fan. My favorite player in the NHL is Connor McDavid, so those two definitely are my favorite. So yeah, they're awesome.
That's awesome. I love Marie Fouplon, but I'm an American, so she's broken my heart way too many
times. Oh my gosh, yeah. No, I can definitely understand that.
But I feel Canadians probably feel the same way about Hurley Knight too, so I feel like it evened itself out a little bit.
Yeah Exactly.
Now, like you mentioned, you grew up in a hockey family. Your three brothers all play hockey with various junior teams in Canada. And your father recently just won the Stanley Cup with the Colorado Avalanche as a skills coach. I thought that was a pretty cool fact. So what's it like growing up in a hockey family from your perspective? And what have you learned from your family members about the game? Because I'm assuming your brothers are good at something and you get to learn from them, and then you're good at something in hockey and they can learn something from you, and vice versa.
Yeah, no, exactly. Honestly, it's been amazing just growing up. Everyone is like, oh my gosh, you have three older brothers, like no sister and all. Like, I absolutely love it. It's just, I'm so thankful that they've taught me so much. It's been awesome. They've played their, you know, most of their careers in Ottawa before moving to major junior. So it's awesome that they get to play at that level. And I've just learned so much from watching every single game. And one of them is, you know, two of them are actually centers. So obviously I'm a center. So I've learned so much from them, and just they're amazing people out and off the ice. So it's just awesome to be around kind of that environment of, you know, hockey all the time, whether it's shooting pucks and being on the ice with them or training. So it's so cool to be able to learn and be on the ice with them. So yeah, obviously I wouldn't be the player with, you know, I am today without them and my dad. So yeah, it's been awesome just growing up in a hockey family. I couldn't see anything, you know, couldn't see myself doing anything different. And yeah, so it's been awesome.
Now, like you mentioned, your mom never played hockey. So how does she handle four hockey players in the same house?
Yeah. I feel like that's gotta be crazy. No, she's been in the ranks, honestly, you know, throughout the years, and she's just learned to love it. You know, she loves supporting us, loves to just be wherever we are playing hockey. So she loves it. She honestly, she was actually, you know, track. She was into track whenever she was young, but obviously with being my dad, she got to go watch his games. And so it's pretty cool that we're all playing hockey now too. And she absolutely loves it. So.
Now, I do have to ask this, since your dad did win the Stanley Cup last year, did you get the day with the cup, and what'd your family do with it?
Yeah, we did get 24 hours with the cup, which was just such an memorable experience for everyone. So so we got it for 24 hours. We brought it back to my parents' hometown because they're from a small town called Petawawa. So it's about an hour and a half from Ottawa. And so we brought it back there, and we got to kind of meet up with all of our friends and extended family that, you know, my parents haven't seen in a while. So everyone got to take pictures with the cup. And so it was honestly such an amazing day. And we actually brought it back to Ottawa. And we did a little skate actually for, I don't know, my parents own this company called Perfect Skating. So it specializes in teaching, you know, kids and younger kids and older kids how to skate, and just the methodology behind it's great. So all their clients got to come skate with it, and the cup was in the center of the ice. So it was just such an amazing day. So yeah, super, super grateful. We're all super grateful. And so it was awesome.
Did you get to hold the Stanley Cup, drink out of it? Like, I'm assuming, yeah. How heavy is it actually? I've never lifted it up before.
It's pretty heavy, honestly. I don't know actually how heavy it is, but we got to lift it up and drink all sorts of things out of it. Some people wanted to throw their own little mix in there. So yeah, it was awesome for sure.
And obviously it's been a year since the Avalanche won. So sort of reflecting on it now, how cool was it to sort of just watch that all take place? Because it's sort of when you're in it, the moment, it's sort of kind of a whirlwind.
Yeah, no, exactly. Honestly, we can't, every time I think about it and every time the playoffs kind of run again, it's just, I always think back to it. It was so surreal, so memorable. But yeah, we actually, during the playoffs last year, I got out of school and I flew to Denver and got to watch the playoff series there. And then we flew to Tampa. And so that was when they won it there in Tampa. So it was just so cool because it was really just, immediate family in Tampa. So the team flew us down there, and it was just such a cool moment to just have that immediate moment with my dad whenever he won. And even though that people might think like, oh, it'd be so cool like winning in Denver, it was actually just a really, really unique experience and really cool moment to have in Tampa. So yeah, it was really cool.
I have Nathan MacKinnon and Nazem Kadri are one of my favorite players to watch. Have you had the chance to meet them at all? Or are you sort of like just focused on like only got to meet the coaching staff, I guess?
Yeah. I got to like meet most of the players actually. There is, they had this room after the game in Tampa where all the players and all the families came and we all had dinner and there's a dance floor. So it was really cool because my dad introduced us to most of the players like Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon. So it was just crazy meeting them. And yeah, just super, super cool to share that experience with them and be around them. And yeah, just during that whole win. So
I think Nazem Kadri probably had the best quote after the cup when people were doubting him. He's like, "You can kiss my, you know what?" After, yeah. I thought that was pretty awesome. So that was my favorite moment from the celebration.
Yeah, it was definitely so cool. Yeah, really cool too, because he's obviously not with them anymore, but really cool to be able to meet him and yeah, and their families and stuff like that. So
now getting back to your career a little bit, you recently just finished up your career with the Nepean Wildcats. So I want to ask, how did you get the opportunity to play in that organization for the OWHL? I'm American, so I'm sort of unfamiliar with how that whole process works.
Yeah, so obviously my minor career, I played with Kanata, so just, you know, in Ottawa. But then I made the switch over to Nepean. Thought it was, you know, best for my development to switch over there and play for the junior team. And yeah, so really it's just all about the opportunity you get in terms of the OWHL. So it's not really where you have to stay in one area the whole, your whole career. It's just, you can honestly play wherever you want, and which is pretty cool, because that's completely different from guys hockey, you know. But yeah, so played my last 2 years here with Nepean. I played my first year junior actually with the Lady Sem, so that's the Canada organization. And then yeah, I played my last couple of years in Nepean and just absolutely loved it. It's been awesome and great for my development, and you know, it's been awesome meeting new people and lifelong friends. So
now talk about what it's like playing in the OWHL and just the competition that you face every game. And I, from what I've been told, it's the best women's hockey league in Ontario, just because pretty much teams are consisted of college hockey commits. So when you're practicing and playing games, you're pretty much playing against players that, you know, you're going to be playing against in college hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Obviously, the OW is known to kind of be that primary league in Canada. So it's awesome. Everyone loves it. It's surrounded with amazing players, players that are going off to CIS and NCAA. So it's definitely something to be able to practice and play and learn kind of from those players. It's been awesome journey being kind of the youngest on the team, I was the youngest in my first year, and learning from the older girls that were going off to university. So it's amazing. The OWHA is amazing for your development. You know, you can honestly play till you're 19 or 20. But yeah, so it's awesome. It's surrounded with amazing people, amazing players. And obviously it's a bigger jump than being in Bantam or Midget. So you just have to be ready for that. But because girls, you know, they're bigger, stronger, faster, and it's more competitive. So you have to be ready. But it's a great league to play in for, you know, scouting and just an overall great experience and great development.
What's some of the best memories you have with Nepean when you look back on it now?
Yeah, honestly, so many. In COVID, it was kind of harder because we were restricted to do stuff. But honestly, we made the best out of it. Just doing stuff as a team on and off the ice. Just doing some fun stuff to kind of lighten girls' moods. But this past year has been awesome because we got the opportunity to actually play a normal year. And one really good memory I have was actually our Quebec City kind of trip. It was our first trip on a team bus. So all the girls love bonding, and it was, you know, some girls did karaoke on the bus, you know, those usual things. So it was great. We made it to the finals. We lost in overtime, unfortunately, but it was just a great, great tournament overall, just as a team and in terms of getting to know each other. And we played really, really great consistently throughout the weekend. So that was awesome. It was a really fun, really fun trip.
Did you do any karaoke, or what's your go-to song if you
did? Yeah, I got in there a little bit. Most of the younger girls loved it too, so it was kind of funny hearing them. But I sang a little bit like Katy Perry here and there. But nice. But yeah, it's so fun. It's awesome, kind of doing that as a team and seeing the younger girls kind of get out of their shell. So.
Now, before the season, like you mentioned, you had to deal with a lot of challenges due to the pandemic. So my question is, how did you sort of handle those challenges and adversity that you faced, sort of not getting the ice time that you might want and sort of having an inconsistent schedule, and obviously with some of the restrictions that took place? And how do you think that time off the ice because of the pandemic made you a better hockey player? Because from a lot of players that I've talked to, a lot of them did like at-home workouts and different skill stuff. And they said that sort of helped them become a better hockey player because they were working on that so much. When they finally got to go back on the ice, that part of their game was improved significantly.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, you're so right. Honestly, there was a lot of off ice time, you know, during the pandemic with playing 4-on-4. It was definitely challenging, but honestly, we're always going to go through challenges in life. So it was definitely, you know, an experience for me to learn how to stay positive in those tough moments. And yeah, and just honestly do whatever you can to make yourself better. There's always stuff that you can do to improve on. So obviously off the ice, there was a lot to do. So whether that's shooting pucks and, you know, playing road hockey or going to rollerblading and stuff like that, just I think it's really important to find ways and not just settle for what you're going through and just trying to overcome that and do whatever you can, because there's always stuff you can do. And yeah, so it just really helped me learn how to be resilient and kind of overcome those challenges. And yeah, so I think I learned so much from those 2 years, but obviously it could have been better, like in terms of being on the ice and stuff like that, but you learned so much. And yeah, it was good.
Now, what do you think has been the biggest improvement you've made to your game since the start of this season?
Yeah, I think two things, probably just off the ice, is my confidence levels. You know, some people thought that the pandemic kind of made them a little less confident in their abilities. So I think just overcoming that has really helped me. I think confidence is a huge aspect of the game. So yeah, I think just being confident in your abilities and trusting what you can bring to the table is really important. So that's definitely something I've learned. And then off the ice, I'd probably say reading pressure. And as a center, it's really important to be ahead of every touch. And like, yeah, so just reading pressure and making plays at that quicker level. So
yeah, that's awesome. I agree with you about the confidence thing, because I feel like it's so hard to gain confidence throughout a season, but so easy to lose confidence because one play can just do that to you. So it's something you always have to work on, because you always have to work on it, because it's such a vital part of hockey. I think people sort of don't realize that, because I feel like players that play with confidence become better players, because, you know, they have a little more energy in the tank when they might not have that at the end of games and stuff like that. So it's definitely a part of the game that I think players are starting to become more aware of.
Yeah, no, definitely agree for sure. Yeah.
Now, how has your junior hockey experience helped prepare you for college hockey with UConn?
Yeah, no, like I said about OW, it's a great league. Honestly, it's so competitive, and girls they're bigger. And so you have to just be ready. Obviously in college, it's going to be even better. So it's really it's been a great kind of experience playing in the league. And yeah, so I think just learning from that and learning from the league, playing with those players and learning just the little things is really going to help me translate into my game in college. So
now, one thing that I thought was interesting about your career was you got to play in this thing called the Canadian Games, where you represent your province, Team Ontario. Now, obviously, I'm assuming most people listening to this have no idea what this is, and I didn't really know what it is until I did some research on it. But what was it like getting the chance to represent your province, and what'd you take away, I guess, from that experience? Because that seems pretty cool. We have nothing like that here in the U.S.
Yeah, no. So it was in PEI this year. It's every 4 years that the Canada Winter Games kind of happen. So it's definitely just, obviously, I understand why you wouldn't kind of know about it. So it's basically, so it's where all the provinces of Canada come in. I was representing Ontario, obviously. So it was amazing to be able to kind of meet all the other girls in the other provinces. Just really, really cool experience. You kind of take away so much from being there. I think we went for 2 weeks. So it was just amazing playing with those girls, and they're amazing people. And it was unreal kind of playing with the best girls in Ontario. So it was always something to remember. So it's not always in the same location, obviously. So like I said, it was in PEI this year, and we ended up getting bronze. So not really what we were hoping for, but it's definitely just an honor to get that medal. And I'll always remember that kind of experience for the rest of my life. It was truly an honor. So it was awesome.
Yeah, I saw that other UConn commits played there. I saw Claire Murdoch was on Team Ontario as well. She's a UConn commit. That's pretty cool.
Exactly. I played with Claire. She's awesome. And I actually kind of met up with Maya Sardakny there because she was representing BC. So it was cool to be able to meet some of the other girls that you play against and some future UConn commits too. So yeah,
That's
really cool.
awesome. Who won the gold medal? Which province won the whole thing?
BC won it. So yeah, Maya Sardakny's team
That's
won.
cool.
Yeah, it was really cool for her. So yeah, we lost to Nova Scotia actually in the semifinals. So yeah.
I feel like Nova Scotia is like an underrated hockey place because I feel like no one really talks about it, but I'm pretty sure like Crosby and MacKinnon are both from there, so.
Yeah, they are. And yeah, they were really, really grindy team. They never, gave up. So it credits to them. They were really good. So yeah.
I wish the US did something like that. I think it'd be cool to have like Minnesota versus Massachusetts or Connecticut, just like see the battle of the states, because we always have the debate like who's the best hockey state. I just feel
Yeah.
like it would be cool to finally settle it.
Oh,
So
that'd be awesome. Yeah, no, it's so unique what they do there with the Canada Games. I'm excited to kind of see where it heads off in the next few years, the next four, I guess. But yeah, it's definitely something so cool and really, really cool to have that experience and super grateful for it. So
now, I'm assuming most people who are listening to this podcast have never seen you play before. So, for all the UConn fans that are listening to this that have never seen you play, just describe your game to them and what can fans expect when they see you on Toscano next season?
yeah, no. So I'm a two-way center, really, really physical, like large. I'm 5'8". I use my speed and my explosiveness to my advantage, all throughout the ice, and just a responsible player, defensively and offensively. And yeah, just my ability to make plays is how I relatively impact the game. And I love using my energy, kind of my energy translate to my game, using my speed and. Yeah, I'm more of a passer, to be honest with you, than a shooter, but I'm not afraid to go to the net either. So yeah, just a two-way center is how I basically describe my game, and definitely a lot to work on. But yeah, that's definitely how I'd describe it.
That's awesome. I heard Coach McKenzie talking to me about, he said it's going to be a tall freshman class this upcoming year. He said like, I think everyone's like 5'8" or taller or something like that,
Oh
which is pretty crazy.
yeah, it's crazy, honestly. Like I couldn't believe it. Like there's even Maya Sorokin, she's probably in that range too. So it'll be a tall class for sure. I'm excited.
Well, I do want to ask you about your recruiting process. So talk about what it was like and what made UConn the school for you versus other ones you might have looked at.
Yeah, so obviously the recruiting process it's starting grade eight for me. Obviously with some newer rules now, you can't talk to schools until I think going into grade 11. So it's yeah, obviously I talked to some other schools and just keeping my options open. But UConn then reached out. I think it was in my grade 10 going into grade 11 year. So it was throughout a large period of time, and I had a bunch of calls with them and Casey and Coach Wolfie and Coach Mac. So got to know them and got a really great vibe from them, and then went to on an official. And it was actually my last official that I went on. And I got to campus, and I really knew then and there that I wanted to pursue my college career there. Honestly, it's hard to put into words. A lot of people just they say, oh yeah, when you know, and I didn't really believe it until I actually, experienced that. So I just knew right away whenever I got to campus, I loved, the size of it. It's a pretty big school. And just all the people there, they made me feel so welcome. And I just had a great feeling that it was the right spot for me. So
Have you been watching UConn hockey this year? And have you had the chance, I guess, to meet any of your future teammates? I know you met some of the commits and some of your players in your class, but I'm just curious if you met anyone who's like on the team currently.
yeah, obviously I've watched a few games this year. I got to watch the BC kind of the last few games once my season wrapped up, but against BC I watched that series go down, and it's awesome to learn kind of and get a feel of what you're going to be playing against and playing with in college. So it was awesome to be able to watch those games on TV and whenever I got the chance. So and in terms of meeting players, yeah, so obviously Claire Murdoch won't be going there this coming year, but next coming year and she's awesome, and some other commits. But in terms of on the team, Emma Iru, she's obviously from Ottawa, so I've known her for a few years now, and Kat Stockdale as well. So those are really the only two that I've met so far. But we've actually, you know, created a group chat with the whole team, so everyone's introducing themselves right now, actually, like as we speak. So and we're all kind of getting to know each other and adding each other on social media, so it's great. You know, we're already starting to get to know each other, you know. So
that's awesome.
Yeah,
obviously Kat Stockdale is gonna be a captain next year, so that's kind of cool that, you know, one of the leaders in the team, so she's definitely gonna be super helpful in helping your transition into college hockey, because I know it's a big adjustment. Obviously everyone talks about the on-ice stuff, but I feel like the off-ice stuff is even like a bigger thing, because you're like moving away from home. You're living with people that you've never really lived with before. It's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly. Honestly, it's awesome being able to know two girls from Ottawa. And people are telling me, oh, it's going to be awesome to just have a familiar face there already once you get onto campus. So it's really cool. And yeah, super grateful again. So
what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment you have to make to college hockey once you start playing games?
Yeah, obviously just the speed, and girls are bigger, like I said. It's going to be definitely a different style of play that every girl is going to have to kind of make an adjustment to. But I think that just being ahead of every play is really going to help me kind of achieve and play at that style of game, and using my speed again to my advantage is what's really going to help me, I think. So yeah.
Now, what are you most excited about when you think about playing for UConn next season? Is it the new rink? I'm assuming you got the chance to see that. That's obviously really cool. Or is it playing in Hockey East against some of the top players in the country? Like, when you think about college hockey, like, man, I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, obviously so many things to describe. You know, there's so many I can think of, but obviously just creating those relationships that you'll have for forever is what I'm most excited about. And I think that just the idea of winning a championship gets me excited, and playing in front of UConn fans, they're passionate, and with the new rink, that obviously helps as well. It gets you excited for a new facility. But yeah, I would say just kind of, we're going to be a great group next year. I think we have a good sense of kind of what we want to accomplish, and we have a good group of younger girls coming in, but also some returners as well, and also fifth years coming back. So I think it's going to be a great mix, and that kind of gets me excited and kind of craving to want to win a championship. So everything honestly gets me so excited, the campus and all that. So
well, as fans, we want to see you guys win a championship. UConn's been very close to winning a Hockey East one the last few years. So we're excited to see you guys. If you guys are excited, just letting you know that us as fans, we're excited as well. So
exactly. It's going to be awesome. I love Hockey East. I've always loved it. It's always been so competitive. And all the teams are kind of, they're all amazing. So it's going to be a great competitive kind of conference. So
what's your number next year? Do you know that yet?
Yeah, I took number 92 actually next year. So I was going to go for maybe, you know, 18 and stuff, but 92 I took, you know, just actually kind of there's a little story behind it, but I really love great Gabe Landeskog. I think he's just a phenomenal hockey player. I didn't mention him earlier, but he's definitely one of my favorites. So I took the number basically because of him. And obviously it's reverse Marie-Philippe Poulet's number and Nathan MacKinnon. So a bit of a background there. So it's funny. So yeah.
You're definitely the first person in UConn history to wear 92. I don't remember anyone wearing that at all. So
I didn't even know that myself. So
I got to look it up, but I'm almost 100% sure, because I feel like most players wear 1 to 30 at least. But I feel like players are starting to become unique with their number choices.
Yeah, so definitely unique. I wanted to kind of grab a number that that had a bit of, you know, a significance behind it towards me. So yeah, I'm excited. I actually had no idea, but yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, hopefully Landeskog's doing well. It's tough to hear that he won't be playing next year with that knee injury. So hopefully he can find a way to start playing hockey again, because great player to watch.
Yeah, unbelievable player to watch, honestly. I hope the best for him, honestly. So it's tough going through injuries like that, but I'm sure he's doing whatever he can to come back. So
now, what are your team and individual goals and expectations with UConn next season? Obviously, it's to win a championship. I'm just curious if there's any other things that the team is talking about that you guys kind of want to accomplish next year that might not be on fans' radars.
So obviously championship, but I think just, you know, winning hockey is for sure. And but I think in terms of as a team, just creating that culture, right? So as we build and get to know each other, I think it's you can't win without having that base, that culture throughout the team. And I think just being positive and just having that all the same mindset of what we accomplish, of what we want to accomplish, is what's really going to help us kind of move forward. And just having that culture and then moving forward is what's really going to help us.
Now, I do want to ask.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, I was just going to say individually, just kind of, you know, coming in and being an impactful player right away, right out of the gates, as a center, it's important. So, I think just bringing a lot of energy, I bring a lot of energy to a team and, just, you know, on the bench and on off the ice. So yeah, I think just playing to my game and, just having that confidence again is going to be really important. So.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, winning faceoffs, forechecking, like the little things that people like don't like think about at all are super important. Like, I feel like people don't think about how important faceoffs are, because like you saw in the national championship game last year, like Quinnipiac won the national championship off a faceoff, and then they got the play started because of it. So.
Yeah, no, exactly. All those little details is what really matters. So yeah, it's really important.
So we're now in a segment I like to call the non-hockey segment, where I ask you some non-hockey questions just to get to know you a little bit more off the ice. First one is, what music do you like to listen to?
Honestly, there's not just one kind of, you know, genre that I like to listen to. It's kind of a mix of stuff depending on what I'm doing. Obviously, before games, I'll listen to kind of, you know, rap or EDM and kind of get me going. But whether it's like just I'm just chilling and or having a drive, probably country music and stuff like that. But just, yeah, I have a bunch of playlists that just focus on a bunch of different stuff. So it's just really whatever I'm feeling.
That's the same way. I have a playlist for every genre of music. So whatever mood I'm in, I just go to that one. So
yeah,
I totally
exactly.
Get you on that.
Yeah.
What's your most embarrassing hockey moment?
I can't really like think of one that's happened in the past, you know, couple of years. Obviously, just probably in my minor career, probably putting the puck in my own net. Like, just I remember that happening and just being furious. Like, what am I doing? But probably like that is probably my most embarrassing, you know, on the ice. But yeah, I remember being so mad when that happened. But
luckily, that's not recorded, and you know. It's not the end of the world, at least doing it.
Yeah, you hope people don't have that on me. So
now what's that? I'm curious about like some of your, I guess, teammates from Nepean. So who was the funniest on the team when you played there?
Oh, it was a pretty goofy team this year, I have to say. But probably Addison Robillard or Layla Ricciuti or Lexi Bertelson would probably be the three that I'd say are just the funniest. A lot of the girls called them memes on the team, you know, the biggest memes. So yeah, probably them. Yeah, they're funny.
Now, I know you're aware of this, but UConn Women's Hockey is known for their pregame outfits. I'm assuming you've seen that stuff on their social media before. So do you think you had the best style on Nepean, and are you going to bring that heat next year at UConn when they're taking pictures of you before each game?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I had the best style. Like, honestly, my style is like pretty good, but a lot of the girls took that pretty seriously this year. So I would say there's a couple of the other ones that had some pretty good style too. But yeah, I can definitely bring some good game next year to the team. But yeah, I definitely have to probably go shopping though and get some new stuff.
Oh yeah. I know Kat Stockdale, she's been one of the best dressed on the team the last few years. So maybe you can ask her a few questions, because I feel like she always brings in some good stuff.
Yeah, no, I see her on the Instagram page. Oh my gosh, like Kat, like this style is like crazy. It's awesome. Yeah. No, I definitely have to learn a couple stuff from her.
Now, what is the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week?
I'm not a big like news, you know, I don't look at the news too often, but I saw that Kyle Dubas is out of Toronto. That's probably the one thing that's popping by this week. But yeah, nothing really else, I think. But yeah, interesting to kind of read on that.
Oh yeah, for sure. It'll be interesting to see how they manage that situation and how it affects Auston Matthews' contract after
Yeah,
next year. So that's
exactly.
definitely something I'm looking forward to see what happens. I guess for me, similar thing, hockey related, just the Florida Panthers. I guess playoff run. It's been pretty crazy to see how well they've been playing at the right time, and I think Matt Tkachuk is such a fun player to watch. So I would say that's probably been the most interesting thing I've been watching this week.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that Kachuk has been putting on quite a performance, so it's been great to watch him play as well.
Now, one more non-hockey question is, if you could have lunch with anyone in the world, who would it be and why?
I would probably say Connor McDavid. That's pretty surprising. No, I'm just joking, but yeah, no, probably him or Matthew Philippe again. Just would be so interesting to get to know them, and just get a sense of kind of their thoughts on the game and just get to know them off the ice as well. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think for hockey, for women's, probably Sarah Nurse. I think she's such a fun player to watch, and I think she's. I just think it's crazy how she's gotten better, like as the years have progressed, and how she's becoming one of the most recognizable faces in hockey, and how she's like marketed women's hockey as well. I think it'll be pretty interesting to hear her perspective on all that. And then probably for men's side, another Oilers legend, Wayne Gretzky. I just think it'd be cool to hear like his stories and what it was like being the greatest hockey player of all time.
Yeah, no, that'd be awesome. Those two are great as well, so.
Now, getting back to some hockey questions now, what should be I guess what advice would you give younger players listening to this on what it takes to become a college hockey player like you are?
I think just the number one thing is just kind of believing in yourself. Back to that confidence aspect, it's really important to first believe in yourself and not listen to or maybe see what other people are doing. I think it's really easy to get sidetracked and where other girls are committing to. And I think it's really important if you stay kind of on that train of, I know what I can bring to the table. I know what I can do. And I think it's just really important that if you believe in yourself, you can really accomplish anything. And you stay and you really want to accomplish that one thing, then I think you can do it. So I think that's really important for young girls to have, is just that belief system and also the support around you too. So
What should be done to help grow women's hockey from your perspective?
Obviously it's been great. There's so much that people are doing, in today's age to grow the game. I think the marketing aspect and maybe the funding can get a little better, but obviously there's been so much of that and so many people supporting the game recently. I think, you look at 5 years ago, it's completely different than what it is now. So I think those two things, and obviously I want to give back to grow the game after I'm done playing, whenever that is. So I think that there'll be a lot of girls that are wanting to give back, so it's super exciting to kind of wait to see how it turns, and I think it's just going uphill from here. So
Now, before we end this interview, do you have any shout outs you want to give to any family members, teammates, former teammates, and who should we have on the podcast next? Any UConn commits or few current players that you'll be interested in hearing from?
No shout outs. I think in general, to my family, I'm super grateful for them. I wouldn't be able to be here, have any opportunities that I do today without them. So yeah, them and just my past former teammates that I play with and coaching staff, everyone kind of that's helped me alongside the 14 years of playing hockeys who I'd want to shout out. So
Awesome.
In terms of who I'd like to see on the podcast next, I'm not sure if Maya Sudakny's been on here.
She has not been on.
She has not been on, so I'm gonna say her. She's awesome. I love her. Yeah, I think that would be funny to see her and cool to see her on the podcast next. So
Sounds good. I think you're the first 2023 freshman to be on the podcast. So you can I know you're gonna have a lot of accomplishments in your hockey career, but that's one you can like always brag about. So
Yeah, for sure. It's awesome. Thanks again for having me. So it's
Well,
been awesome.
thanks again. Yeah, thank you so much, Ashley, for coming on the podcast. I really do appreciate your time. It means a lot to myself, and I wish you nothing but the best for your time at UConn. I know you're going to do great, both on and off the ice. And I can't wait to see you at Toscano late September. It feels so far away, but I kind of already a little antsy for the season to start. if you're talking to me.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm so excited. All these things that are coming up recently, it's crazy that we'll be going in 3 months, I'd say, in August. So I think I leave August 17th, it is. So
yeah.
So it's coming up quick. So yeah, I'm super, super excited and super grateful to be on the podcast today. So.
Well, I'm excited to see you on the ice. I can't wait to see that number 92 flying around, scoring some goals. I hope to have you back on the podcast after your freshman year so we can talk a little bit about just the past season and what happened.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'll be looking forward to that.